Joining me on the phone now is singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer, Royal Wood. He's established himself as a true musical talent. He's got some interesting shows coming up, an album release, and he's going to tell us all about it. Welcome to the Jukebox, Royal.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Great to have you. Now, you are a multiple Juno-nominated artist. Some of your albums have reached the top 30 iTunes chart. Five-time Canadian Folk Music Award nominee. Tell us a little bit about your inspirations growing up. How did you get to the person you are today?
I was certainly raised in a household of music. There's five kids in our family, and my parents strongly, passionately loved it. And so there's a piano and a guitar and a banjo and, violin, harmonica, all kinds of stuff just kind of lying around. And they just exposed us to everything, obviously sports and arts and other things as well. But music was in our house, and I was just one of those kids. I started playing piano when I was four by ear, and then it kind of led from there. Then I studied music, and I took it all the way through school and started writing songs, started performing, and, here I am many years later with a career that I love and excited to get back to Meaford.
Wonderful. I love how you say musical instruments lying around. It just sounds like a house full of music.
It really was. My father was in business. He was a businessman, but he certainly had the soul of an artist and always wished he'd played music. So I think he just really wanted his kids to be exposed to something he missed out on.
Gotcha. Now tell us a little bit about your identity as a musician, your sound. What can we expect? You have a show coming up October 18th at Meaford Hall. Tell us a little bit about, we're a very classical audience. This morning we had Kurt Cobain, a tune from Nirvana. So we have everything. We love everything. We love all kinds of music. Tell us a little bit about your unique sound.
Yeah, well, I was certainly raised on things that the majority of the world loves. I was raised on the Beatles and Bob Dylan and, Cat Stevens, Billy Joel, like 60s.
Ah, yeah, classic vinyl there.
Yeah, just classic singer-songwriter, folk music, folk pop. And that's certainly where my sound is and where it lies. Obviously, it's now, 2022, so it's contemporary. I'm not ripping anyone off, but that's certainly what I was raised on. That's the foundation of my music, and I certainly write about life and what's going on, and I've been many nominations for Songwriter of the Year, so it certainly connects in a contemporary way, which makes me feel pretty good. I'll tell stories in between the music, and I basically, if you like to cry or you like to laugh, you'll enjoy the show.
All of the above. Now, tell us a little bit about your upcoming new single. 2021 released a full-length album called Live at Massey Hall, and this is a collaboration with Canadian Symphony Orchestras. Very interesting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I headlined Massey originally in 2018, and then I headlined Roy Thompson Hall shortly after with the Symphony Orchestra, and we were able to just record everything and release it as a live record. And then obviously during the pandemic, I couldn't tour, so the best thing to do was to put out live music so people could experience it at home. They couldn't go anywhere. And now I'm excited to say I actually get to put out a record. It's called What Tomorrow Brings. It comes out on November 4th and finally be out there, touring and playing music again, including the show in Meaford, as well as headlining Massey Hall again on October 29th and National Arts Center October 28th. So busy times finally again, and it's good to be on the road and good to play with the band and just be around people, frankly.
Good times ahead, and we're so excited for you. You've touched a large part of our listening area, all the way to Ottawa. Massey Hall coming up October 29th. Now, for some of the folks up here, Southern Georgian Bay, Meaford Hall, October 18th, 7:30 p.m. To get your tickets, go to meafordhall.ca. This tour is also called What Tomorrow Brings. Tell us about some of the excitement. What can we expect to hear on this concert?
Yeah, well, certainly I'll be playing some new songs from the record that comes out in November, which, again, is called What Tomorrow Brings. And the reason I called it that is because, the last couple of years, I think, for everyone were unsettling at best. And certainly I feel like tonight we all went to bed like, what possibly could happen tomorrow? From the insurrection of January 6th to Roe versus Wade to the pandemic to the social movements, like it's been a crazy ride. And that's why I called the record that. And there was also a lot of amazing things that happened in the last couple of years, including my wife and I had two boys. We have two kids now, and we certainly...
Congratulations. Speaking of uncertainty, there's an example of just some of those beautiful moments that can also happen in an instant.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, and there's definitely fortune in them, you know. As a touring artist who's been on the road for almost 20 years, it was nice to be home for 2 years. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
But in terms of the show, I'm obviously playing new music as well as some of the old hits. And, I know lots of fans. I've done a lot of shows in Meaford over the years, and it's always a sold-out show. So looking forward to returning.
Good. Another sold-out show. Well, we wish you all the best for your upcoming tour, all your engagements coming up. Where can we learn more about you and your music? We should mention Steve here, your bassist, major boutique management digital marketing firm called Zed Music. He's helping you out with some of these tours.
Absolutely, yeah. He'll be playing bass on all of those shows, as well as my full band will be with me and singers and stuff. For the Meaford show, it's just myself and my bass player. It's obviously a smaller setup. But in terms of hearing my music, yeah, I mean, everywhere you stream, find it. It's just at Royal Wood, and anywhere that you would search online, if you check social media, at Royal Wood. And then obviously the website, royalwood.ca, you can find everything about the new record and the tour schedule.
Wonderful. Well, my guest has been Royal Wood. Thank you for joining us. 5-time Canadian Folk Music Award nominee. His music has been featured on high-profile programs like Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, and he certainly headlines many of these concert halls he's going to be performing in again very soon. Massey Hall, Roy Thompson Hall, National Arts Centre. And just in 1 week from now, October 18th, do check him out at Meaford Hall. That's meafordhall.ca for tickets, October 18th, 7:30 p.m. Thank you, Royal. Thanks for joining us. Have a great afternoon.
Absolutely my pleasure. You take care.